Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Doreen Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another terrific show for you tonight. We're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, and we also love taking your questions as well. So you can give us a call here at the show. I'm going to say our phone number one time because our phone lines are just jam-packed, but our number here is 888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dr. Neil Zipkowski. He'll be joining us in just a moment, but first, we have a quick update. We do hope that you'll join us for our annual conference this November 10th through November 13th at the Holiday Inn in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. Our conference this year is entitled The Afterlife Explorers and Mediumship Convention. This is going to be a really fabulous event. So many of our certified mediums will be at the conference this year, and they will be teaching, they'll be demonstrating, they will be sharing their knowledge of unseen worlds, and also to the pathway of non-physical communication. So now, whether or not you have suffered the loss of a loved one, or if you would like to have a connection through one of our certified mediums, or if you have some undeveloped ability and you'd like to hone your own skills, you're absolutely going to love this conference. You can find more information about this event and all of our upcoming events on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so
your guest is with us
for this evening. And let me just mention also that we were having a little bit of a jam up with our phone lines a little bit earlier, so hopefully our guest is holding on. If you're listening to the show through your computer or even through your phone and, you know, you're not getting through to us, just hang up and try again, okay? So tonight is our Mediums and Messages show on Signs of Life Radio. All of our mediums who are guests on this show have been certified through the Forever Family Foundation, and you can get information, by the way, about all of the mediums with us. They've all been tested and certified through the foundation, and everything is up on our website. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, but on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Hopefully we have our guest. Is Don our producer there? Do we have our guest?
We have the guest.
Hello. Very good. We have a guest. Okay. Our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Zipkowski. And not only is he, one of our certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, he's also a medical doctor. He is an ordained spiritualist minister. Neil's first experience with mediumship was at Lilydale, New York. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Lilydale, this is one of the spiritualist communities. It's in upstate New York. It's one of several that are in the United States. And that visit is what set Neil on the path of learning how to communicate with spirit. Today, Neil is in private practice as a family doctor, but he's also part of that elite group of mediums at the Lilydale community, and he does offer private readings. And we're so happy to have him back on the show with us this evening. Good evening, Neil. How are you?
I'm good, Doreen. Sorry about the connections. I tried to get
That's okay. Our phone lines were so jammed, but we have you with us tonight. If you could, though, just speak up a little bit louder because it sounds like you're kind of far away. But we're so, there you go. We're happy to have you with us, though, back on the show. So I actually wanted to ask you about something that many of our listeners may not be as familiar with, and that is the topic of physical mediumship, because I know this is something you're involved in
right now. Yeah.
And most people, you know, I'll just say this first before I ask you about this. Most people don't realize that there are actually many different types of mediums. And you had mentioned recently that you'd gotten involved in physical mediumship. So if you would just kind of share with our listeners a little bit about what physical mediumship is, and also tell us a little bit about what table tipping is.
Well, it's funny, during the time I wasn't getting through, I'm downstairs, my regular Thursday night table tipping circle is sitting, and the table's levitating during that time. So table tipping is basically where people get around the table and ask for the energies to collect. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Hopefully our listeners can hear you okay. Just try to speak up as clear as you can. Okay, so
So the energies collect and they create movement in the table, and we have had the table completely levitate off the ground, whether it's in the darkness or even in total daylight. As a matter of fact, if you go on YouTube, we actually have a video of it that we posted on YouTube. You can Google, or YouTube has a search bar, and if you put Harmonic Fellowship of Light, you'll see our table tipping video.
Oh my gosh, and, I think that's fabulous. Okay, I just want to tell our listeners the name. Harmonic, what is it?
Harmonic Fellowship of Light.
Fellowship of Light. Okay. I'm going to check that out myself. That sounds great. Wow.
Oh yeah, it's a video we did outside with our group. The table spells out names, it turns itself upside down, and finally right side up about two-thirds of the way through the video, if you want, if you don't want to go through the whole thing. Two-thirds of the way through, it levitates completely right side up, because the first table we've had, it usually turns itself upside down before levitating, but this one levitated right side up, which is kind of neat.
I would bet you that some of our listeners, it would scare the daylights out of them to even watch it. But I find it fascinating, and I think it's very, very cool. And I'm always amazed at what spirit can do.
Not only that, I mean, it's the energy gathered from the sitters, and spirit uses that energy to communicate. It's just amazing. And the table will give healings. Our table gives healings. It's amazing. It'll answer questions for us. So we have a lot of fun. Now, physical mediumship basically is the physical manipulation of objects or the production of objects, the levitation of things by spirit forces rather than us. And it, in a way, can prove continuity of life in some instances. A lot of times it really doesn't identify family loved ones in spirit. It just identifies spirit help or the forces from the unseen that help you. And it's a demonstration of that. It's all done in love. It's not scary. If you're familiar with it, it's really love, and the love vibration can be felt. Even in our table tipping video, it's really not scary. It's in daylight anyway, outside my place where I live, actually. It's right on my deck. And the table moves. It's just cute to watch. And besides that, I've had physical mediums from England and Germany come over to the house, and I've invited people, about 20 of them, in a seance. As a matter of fact, Warren Taylor is coming here for Halloween to do a Halloween seance. And he can show ectoplasm in the candlelight. Ectoplasm is a substance that's drawn out of the medium to create some of this phenomena. So it's very interesting.
Right. Yeah, it is really very fascinating. And just, you know, because I know a lot of our listeners may not be as familiar with this, but just so they understand, physical mediumship is something also that the medium, the physical medium, is really helping to produce some kind of effects in the room that other people can observe. So the observers don't have to be mediums. You know, the people taking part in the group, in the circle, which I believe is called a physical phenomena circle, and they are actually...
Materialization seance or physical seance, physical phenomena circle,
Right, and I took part in one of those ones. It was very, very fascinating. I wanted to learn a little bit about that so I could write about that in my own book. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, it does produce some really interesting results. So do you just have one video up on YouTube, or do you have several, or what's up
there's
there?
There's several. There's one of us. The long one is 6 minutes and 27 seconds.
Okay.
I'm watching it now as I'm talking, and I see we're about 3 minutes and 40 seconds into it. You'll see our table levitate upside down, and then later it levitates right side up. And then
if you
scroll the links below, there's another one of us levitating it inside my house as well. So
right.
It's just fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun. So what else are you doing? Because I know you also work with some of the Native American medicine men also.
Yes.
Some of them.
We do sweat lodge ceremonies, and we also bring the Native American medicine men into my seance room, and then we call it a ceremony room because they do healing ceremonies, which also have physical phenomena occur where the spirits will lift rattles and shake them. You can see them flying around the room. You can feel the touch of spirit. They'll open up a can of Pepsi because one of the little playmate spirits that comes in loves to open a can of Pepsi. Of course, he can't drink it, but he'll make noises with it. and he'll blow a whistle. And it's just amazing things.
Well, it sounds fascinating, and I encourage some of our listeners to check out your work. This is the work of Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and you'll also find him listed on the Forever Family Foundation page. That's foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Doc Neil, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So give us a call here at the station. If you weren't getting through before, or if you feel like you don't have a connection, hang up and call us back. And just stay with us because we will be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Medium Send Messages. I'm Doreen Molloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest medium tonight is certified medium Dr. Neil Zeptowski. So I think we're going to go to our phone lines now, which are pretty lit up. For those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, and you'd like to have a connection to spirit, we'd like to hear your voice. So I'll give you the name, and you can just let me know if you'd like to have a connection, or if you have a question for us. We love taking your questions as well. All right, Neil, you ready to go?
I am.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. We have Cheryl calling in from California. Are you with us, Cheryl?
I sure am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like a connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Thank you.
Okay, Cheryl, how are you?
Hi, real good.
Good. You know, as you wanted for a connection, I felt male energy around you, and I feel from the father's side of the family. Would both your father and your grandfather be on the other side?
Yes.
Okay, because those are the ones that wanted to reach over to you the most for some reason. I want to bring both of them for some reason. I don't know why the father was hesitant here, but the grandfather wanted to help him get through. Would that make any sense to you?
Yes, it would.
All right. He's definitely wanting to reach through. I feel like I'm so glad to touch because I didn't get a chance to maybe touch you in the way I would have liked to while I was walking the earth, as your father speaking here. But he's coming with a lot of love and a lot of relief, as if something, either you have been under stress and are beginning to get relief, or he's relieved that he's making a connection with you in a loving way here. Would that make sense why I'm saying it that way?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, all right, because I feel a lot of emotion from him that he's so glad to touch here and send love. And it's so important for him to express love. Because I don't know if he really understood maybe how to express it in the way that you might have needed it or felt best with it for some reason here. But he's just very, very happy to touch in there with you now. And he wants to say, and I don't know if you've been looking for signs from him or wondering what's going on, but now that he's made this connection, interestingly enough, through the phone, he wants to say that he will give you little signs over the next 2 weeks that he is there sending love, all right? So you might feel a flower drop in front of you, and I'm saying that literally petals falling in front of you or finding one that happened to drop by from somebody walking on the sidewalk, and you're going to see it. So there's flower petals or flowers in some way, which is a symbol of love, of course. Flowers and feathers are messages from spirit, and I feel he's going to use flowers in some way over the next couple of weeks. So keep your eye open, because if you didn't have this awareness, you'd just think it was coincidence and wouldn't realize who it was from. I'd like you to watch for that, if you would.
I will be very much watching. Yes, thank you.
Okay, very happy there. I don't know what he's doing. He's itching my right ear, so I don't know if your right ear behind you has been itching or trouble with your glasses on that side, if you have glasses, or he did this, but he's doing something. He's itching behind my right ear. So maybe that's a sign that he's going to give you, too. So if you find yourself scratching behind your right ear for some reason, right is the symbol of the masculine side of the body. So, but there's something maybe, you know, symbolically, right ear itching means listen for me or watch for me. So he's expressing that again in that way.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. So lots of love from Dad and from Grandpa. And there's blessings from a grandma here who wants to make herself known as well. And I feel your grandma says she might have had a bad back or a bent over back as she's coming here. Would you have a grandmother that was having back trouble here?
Well, my mother had a horrible problem with her back, very painful. And she was grandma to the family.
Oh, she was grandma. Okay, because she said I'm grandma, and she was bending over. Quite possibly your mother then, because I felt very motherly with her, interestingly enough. And sometimes spirit will, what we call piggybacking the message, giving you a lot of information in a little bit of time. So people regard her, she's the grandmotherly type. She did have a very bad back, but she tried to do all the grandmotherly type, typical grandmotherly type things from what I'm feeling here. So there's a lot of love here. And I was going to leave you with your grandpa and your father, but your mother definitely didn't want me to leave her out before I gave you the connections here. She says, I'm going to get in there. She knows I'm here, but she's got to hear it again and again. Because she said, you feel her. You know she's there, but she just had to get her two cents in here.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for calling into the show. I know it's a short little mini reading, but, you know, on the air, we don't have time to do too much. But I hope this helped just a little bit.
It brings a lot of healing. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thanks so much for calling into us.
Okay,
we're going to, you're welcome. We're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Alice calling in from New York. Are you with us, Alice?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great here. How are you? Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you fine.
Okay. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would like a connection, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you right over to Neil.
Okay. How are you, Alice?
How are you, Neil?
I'm good.
I'm well.
How are you? As I'm coming, connecting with you here, I want to... I don't know. You said, Doreen said you're from New York. Now, I don't know if you're from the state or from the city, but when she said you're from New York, I immediately got somebody, and this is a woman, and I don't feel it's a direct blood tie, but like maybe an aunt or someone who loved to go to the theater or the opera or something. She's showing me Columbus Circle. Why would I be seeing Columbus Circle here? Does that make any sense to you?
Weird. No. Columbus Circle,
okay.
Yeah.
Pardon?
No, Columbus Circle,
say?
I can't think of a person that passed that liked to go to the theater and like to be in Columbus Circle.
Yeah, I'm not with a direct relative here. It's either a distant relative or would have been called Aunt so-and-so because it's a female, Aunt so-and-so. And also, I feel as she's coming here, you might remember her, or she lived in that area of Manhattan, what I'm being shown. And also, who is the brother? She's talking about a brother. Would you know a man in spirit that could have been in the same generation as you, like a brother in spirit?
No.
Can you place a male? Okay, I get a brotherly feeling. She's talking. This is friends. I'm not connecting with your family for some reason. There's some friends that want to touch in here. There's a male vibration who knew you. Because brotherly means he's on the same age group as you. In other words, he's not old enough to be your father or young enough to be a son. But I feel brotherly. In other words, in the same age, this male, and he passed probably 5 to 7, possibly 7 years ago. We didn't need to think back here. But he's wanting to touch in with you as well. And he's telling me, and this would be a spirit guide to you, because he's telling me that there is a male living, if this would make sense to you, which is giving you either pain in the neck, headaches, this kind of a thing on a male vibration that's a contemporary of yours. Does this make sense?
No, not really. It could be a friend that passed about 5 years ago, but I can't.
Right. But he's talking about a
husband.
Current situation of a male living around you, which gives you, either you've been worrying about him, I'm getting a headache because I'm talking about somebody around you in the living who is a male who's giving you a headache or some worry. Are you worried about some male around you? This man seems to indicate that you are, and that is going to stabilize or settle down. It's not a boyfriend or anything. This is just some concern, unless he was talking about brother again in the living. Would you have a brother in the living where there's some concern?
I have a brother that I'm always worried about. He's in another country, though. He's in Israel.
So all right.
That's a constant worry all the time.
All right. Well, and the reason I'm asking you is because this male who passed 5 to 7 years ago is aware of this situation and says, you know, your brother, he's talking about brother, that's where I got that from, is giving you headaches or is a pain in the neck. In other words, you're always worried about him. And he's trying to let you know that, and this might be somebody that your brother knew that's in spirit, but he's trying to let you know that he's watching over your brother as a guardian. So I feel like, you know, he wants to put your mind at ease, that you need to take some deep breaths and it's going to be okay. And you have, I don't know if you've sent prayers over there, but certainly there are guardian angel energies around your brother that he wants you to know about. And it was important that he come through. Pardon?
Now I have my husband here with me. Is any of his family coming through?
Yeah, it's usually I bring family through, but for some reason that was important to get that message across about your brother. So let's see on your husband's...
I appreciate
hello,
that. Thank
husband.
You. Pardon? His name is Jason. Jason, say hi.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Oh, hi, Jason. How are you? Yeah.
Good, sir.
You know, as I'm coming into your family here, somebody played either a keyboard or a piano, something with keyboard that I'm aware of in spirit. Would you know who this is who played keys or keyboard or piano here, organ maybe?
Not really.
Somebody's playing music for you, and I'm showing a keyboard. So I played music. I don't know if I played music in a church. This is a male, by the way, who is sending greetings here. And I also feel like you have, I don't know why I want to tell you have two fathers. Did you have a stepfather, perhaps, or somebody who was like a father that's now in the spirit side?
Yes, sir. My father died.
Okay, but there's a second person that feels fatherly to you in the spirit. So it's almost as if I have your
maybe
father
my grandfather.
Here. Okay, because I got
my
two fatherly feelings. Okay, and they were both fatherly to you? Because I feel there's support.
Well, my father died at a young age, and my grandfather basically raised me as a man.
Oh, okay, so he took over fathering you. I gotcha. Because I got both... I wanted to say your father's here, but your other father, so that was your grandfather, okay, who took over fathering you. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, that would account for the two dads, but I think we're going to have to leave it there because we're running really short of time, and we've got to get to our next caller. But thank you guys for calling in, Alice and Jason. Really appreciate it, and we hope this helped, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. All righty, we've got time for one more. Got time for one more quick call here, Neil, before we take a quick break. Okay, so I think we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am, Doreen. How are you?
Hi. Good. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
I would love a connection.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Thank you.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Glenda from Flowery, Florida.
hot and humid is more like it, but...
And watch out for those... No, as you ask for a connection, I felt an elderly woman around you who felt grandmotherly, and it felt like you only really knew one of your grandmothers well. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. So she comes... So asking for a connection, and she comes... to give you support, as if I want to go back 2 months, she's telling me, where there was some sadness or changes.
Okay.
Neil,
if you can hear us,
you're breaking up just a little bit, so if you can just kind of shift where you are with your phone. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, Doreen.
I know. I can hear you, too. I'm just hoping we haven't lost our guest. Otherwise, we'll have to try to get him back on the phone. Neil, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Okay,
we hear you now.
All we heard from you was you had a female grandma that was close to Glenda. So take it from there.
All right. So I was saying she comes and she said that 2 months ago she was with you by your side because you were either a little depressed or had a change happening, and she was you had thoughts sent out to the spirit world for help, and she wants you to know that she was one of your helpers around that time, and that was 2 months ago, and things are better now compared to then, and she is continuing to help you. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. Tell
okay,
her
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's very, very glad that she was able. She said, you call on me, and I will listen, and I will come, and I will bring all of the help. Apparently, and I'm with your grandma. I want to go back on your grandma's father's side of the family. There was a huge family back there, she said. So they're all behind you, supporting you.
Okay.
Okay. So I feel like when you need help, you call on her, and she'll call in the troops, is how she puts it.
Okay, she was a feisty one. Okay.
Yes, she was. So she said, "I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna coordinate everybody." And apparently, there was a male back in her lineage that did serve very proudly in the armed forces here, and she wants to identify with him as well. All right.
Okay.
Okay, you have anything else for us? Neil, are you with us?
I think we're losing Neil again.
Yes.
No, there he is.
You know what? I'm going to run outside. I'm in the house. Maybe it can get better outside. So you talk for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Okay, Glenda. So,
okay, Doreen, anybody
so
coming
Neil,
through for
well,
me
let's
from
see
you?
What else we've got for you. We have about another minute before we have to go to break. So,
okay, I'm
Neil
outside.
Got your grandma, and I'm so happy that you got that message when he said that she was with you a couple of months ago. Do know that they hear us and they see us, and they know when, you know, we're kind of calling out to them, and especially when we need them. They know what grief is like, you know. Are you back with us, Neil?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he said he's outside.
There you are. There you are. You mentioned somebody, Neil, in uniform that was with her grandma. Maybe you can just tell us that again?
Yeah, the grandma has one side of the grandma's family is quite large, and there were people in the armed forces there that her grandma's proud of. And I'm going...
Yes, her three sons, my three uncles.
Okay, all right. She's very proud that they served because she comes in with that pride and wants to bring greetings from the spirit side from those people. Okay?
That's very cool.
Okay.
And just know that they're all together on the other side. That's the thing I love the most about this. When we do these kinds of readings, they often come together. They talk about the people who are there with them. So just know we get to be back with them again. Okay? And thank you so much for calling in.
And also, your grandma wants to give you some flower scent. I'm not sure if this is a perfume she likes, or I'm smelling sweet flowers. And so if you smell this with no flowers around, guess who is saying hello?
There you go.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you both very much.
You're very welcome. There's nothing like a hello from spirit. All righty, we're going to take a very short break. In the meantime, you might want to check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word. .com
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski. But before we get back to our guest and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Apple Store, Drugstore.com, Home Depot, Marriott, QuickBooks, Urban Outfitters, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so let's get back to our show. We've got Dr. Neil Zepkowski with us this evening, and we're going to go. We have time for maybe just a couple of more phone calls. We're going to go to our phone lines now. I think we have Kathy calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Hi, thanks for calling into the show. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you, Neil?
I'm good. So I have somebody here who is giving me a can of soup as if they owned a grocery store or a deli or something like that where there would have been soup or they liked cans of soup. Would this, and this is a, I feel it's a mom and pop kind of thing. So I have a couple here.
Okay.
And they would have been involved in this retail store or small store. Does that make sense? Would you know who that is for you?
Kathy, if you can hear me, Neil said he had kind of a mom and pop that had like a grocery or a deli and they were serving soup. Did you understand that connection somewhere?
A deli?
Yeah, kind of like they had a store and...
Store.
A store? Okay. My mom and dad didn't own a store, but...
Okay. Are you with us, Neil?
It's a couple.
What else do you want to give
us? Yes. So I feel a couple. I don't know if they were your mom and dad, but they are... They are definitely in your family ties, and they would have, and they were showing me soup as if they were, either they loved soup or they went to the store and bought cans, and I'm showing these cans of soup, that's what they're saying. And there's both a male and a female that are coming in here. They may be like a grandparents on your mother's side, possibly, because I feel motherly with this particular woman who's coming in. And if your parents didn't own a store, I do feel your mother's presence still with somehow connected with them. Can you hear all this? Does this make sense? Hello?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening with her line. Were you able to hear Neil at all?
A little bit. In and out.
So let me just say this. When we say a mom and pop, that really stands for like a small store. When we say a mom and pop shop, and Neil is saying he thinks this is connected somewhere to someone in your family. Okay, it doesn't have to be your mom and dad, in other words, but it was like a small place like that. So is there somewhere in the family where, you know, they would have, you know, worked in a soup kitchen or had a deli or served, you know, hot soup to people who were really hungry or cold?
The only person I can think of, but they're not on the other side, is my sister-in-law's parents.
Okay, and they actually do this currently?
They did, and now they've sold it.
Okay, so the connection is really more with the in-laws then. Did you hear that, Neil?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But I want to say with your parents, I feel your mom, I feel very motherly around you. And why am I don't know if you've been looking for signs that your mother is sending you love, but interestingly enough, you know, sometimes, can you hear me as I'm telling this? Or maybe Doreen can relay it anyway. So to save time, sometimes butterflies are symbolic of people sending love. But for some reason, I want to say moths. So watch for moths. Either that or your mother was a night owl or the other.
Okay. Did you hear him, Kathy?
Vaguely. Something about butterflies.
Yeah. Are butterflies a symbol for you? Because they are for some people with regard to spirit.
I do see butterflies, yes.
You do. Okay. And
is that what you said?
Yes. Does that kind of connect you, especially to the motherly energy on the other side?
Okay.
Does that connect
and moths,
for you?
Like, butterflies a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
And was your mother a night owl? Because I'm getting moths more than butterflies.
Was she a night owl?
In the later years, she was.
She was. Okay. Okay. So you understand the reference to that. Is she the one you were hoping to hear from today?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's there. Watch for moths tonight. I don't know what it is about moths. If you see one flying around, it's...
What did he say?
Hello.
He said to watch for moths, because that's like butterflies, too. He said, watch for a moth tonight.
Oh, I saw a huge one last night. Yuck.
Oh, there you go. See?
Your mom's trying to say she's saying hello to that because she loved the night.
Uh-huh. So you didn't hear what Neil said. The moth represents the night. She's trying to say hello because she was the night owl, okay?
Oh, my God. It was huge. I just saw it last night by my front door.
Well, you know what? You might see it again. So, you know,
oh, no.
keep your eyes open for that.
Okay.
And I'm
yeah,
not
she
sure.
Said what, she had to send it that big because she had to hit a sledgehammer over your head.
What was that?
I didn't hear what he said either.
Oh, she said, I had to make it that big and noticeable because otherwise I'd try to hit you on the head with a sledgehammer to say hello.
Okay, so that's why it was a big moth, because she was trying to kind of like hit you over the head here to say hello, is what it was. So she had to get
okay.
your attention, okay? I'm not sure what Neil
but
was getting
like
with...
But I don't like bugs.
Yeah, I know.
your mother
connection...
didn't find she's the night owl.
Yeah, with the connection to the soup or the grocery or the deli, I don't know. The only thing I was kind of getting with that, Neil, just so you know, and for you, Kathy, I feel like, was your mom one of those people she loved to feed people? Or she liked to, like, take care of them? Or she wanted to make sure people weren't hungry? Was that, like, a thing of hers?
To take care of who?
Like, to take care of other people. Like, if she felt like...
Oh, yeah, big time,
you know, like
yeah.
the Italian moms, they won't let you walk out the door unless you have, like, a three-course meal or something, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, because
yeah,
I feel
so.
Like... Right, and I think maybe this could have been, like, a reference actually leading in for your mom, and Neil was kind of getting it that way. He's like, why am I getting soup? But I think it was because your mom wanted to make sure. She was the nurturer, if you will, okay?
Right.
So thank you so much for calling into the show.
All
I
right.
hope this
thank
helped
you.
Just a tiny bit.
Okay.
Sorry about
thank
that
you
connection.
So much.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to try one more caller, Neil. I think we have
right.
Mark on the phone calling in from Texas. Are you with us, Mark?
Hello.
Hello, is this Mark?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling into the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
Yes, I would. If they could maybe help me out a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Oh, I'm standing out here in 55 degrees outside with a beautiful moon now, so I can get good reception. Anyway, so you wanted a connection, correct?
Yes, sir. That would be great. If somebody could help me with that, that'd be great.
Okay. There are several spirits here that are wanting to touch in with you. One would be a grandfather. This would be, it feels like your father's side of the family. Another one would be a contemporary of yours who either liked to fly or was a flight attendant or something on airplanes, because I'm feeling that as I'm touching here. Would you have a friend who had passed who was working on airplanes or liked to fly?
I have a friend that used to be a pilot, but I don't know whether he's passed or not.
Okay, because I'm aware of somebody around your age group who was connected with flying, who wants to send greetings here. And then would you have had a grandfather that outlived his wife? So did you have a grandfather who's usually the woman outlives the man, but did you have a grandfather who would have lived longer than your grandma?
No, both of those, the wives lived after my mother passed before my dad. My dad's still alive.
Okay, because I'm aware of somebody, a woman passing before the father, so that would make sense that your mother would be on the other side saying that. And she must be bringing in her parents with her, because I feel like a close connection, mother and parents here. And I want to send you warmth, a lot of love. So, and I know you're in Texas, but I'm feeling they like the warmth. Your mother is coming with a warm feeling, which is a double message, meaning I'm giving you warmth and love, and I'm also like warmth. So I don't know if she didn't like the cold and like to be warm, but this is what she's giving me. Does that make sense?
No, she was cold a lot when she was older before she passed, and she always had the heater on.
Okay, right. That's yeah, because that's what she was trying to describe, that she loved the warmth, you know, so that she was cold and she always wanted to be warm. So that makes sense. It was just to identify, because, you know, I can give you your mother and you know, without identifying it, who's to say that it's really her? But she wanted to show you that she had the preference for warm things before she passed, to make sure that she was connecting with you in a good way. She's also saying hello to a woman who is left behind here. So I don't know if she had a younger sister or if you have a sister living that she's wanting to connect to as well, or is this both? Would she have had a sister who's still on the earth plane that she would want to say hello to as well as your sister?
No, I don't have a sister, and okay. My aunt passed before my mother.
All right, well, she's trying to say hello. Well, I don't know if you're married, but she's trying to say hello to a woman who she's aware of who is still on the earth plane, and she sends a lot of love to this woman as well. So possibly,
maybe
I don't know if you're married or not, but... Yeah, possibly, and she's a sweetie. Did your wife, your mother's describing this, so I want to make sure she's the right woman. Does your wife wear her hair back like in a ponytail or pull it back sometimes? Or is it your mom?
No,
your mom?
Shorter than that.
All right. I don't know what, your mom's talking hair or hairdresser. I'm not sure what that would relate to unless your wife just went to the hairdresser. But your mom's telling me hello to her as well. So hello to both of you from Mom. She's very happy to touch in here. And she is finally warm. She wants you to know.
Okay. I had a cousin. I have a female cousin that was real close. It was like a daughter to him. So maybe that's who she's talking about.
Yeah, I get lighter hair or a blue-eyed, like a lighter complexion with this female that she wants to touch with. Would that fit your cousin's description?
Yeah. That's
okay,
right. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, blonde hair, blue eyes. That's it. So she says hello to her as well. Make sure when you connect that you say your mom says hello.
Okay.
All righty, guys. Mark, thank you so much for calling into the show. I'm sorry these are such short little readings, but that's all we have time for on the show. But thank you so much, and I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Okay. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome. All righty, guys. We're just about out of time. I really want to thank our guest tonight, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, for joining us this evening. And, Neil, if any of our listeners would like to schedule a private reading with you, is the best way to reach you through email?
Yes, either through email. Unfortunately, my voicemail is full, but they could leave me a text message or an email.
Okay.
So either way.
All right. So email is docneil@mac.com. Okay? So if you want to reach Neil, that's the best way. We really want to thank
Neil
our listeners.
And Neil is spelled N-E-A-L.
Yes, docneil@mac.com. We would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Once again, visit our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and you can check out all of the events that we have coming up. Please join us next Thursday, September 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. And thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at doreenmalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.